This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. In Fort Worth, the new school district superintendent is making big changes. Trustees approved the plan Tuesday night. The district will cut 10 executive positions, reassign central office employees, and put more money into struggling schools. Superintendent Kent Scribner says in order to boost academic achievement, his leadership team has to shrink. That means eliminating all deputy superintendent positions and moving 70 teaching specialists from the main office to schools to help support teachers. This reorg would leave Scribner with a cabinet of 10 and could save the district more than $1.3 million. Money, he says, could be better spent.
So we've seen some positive trends in our district, however, not for every student. Graduation rates, while improving, are not improving fast enough, and we've seen persistent inequities across our school district.
The Fort Worth School District has 86,000 students in 129 schools. 21 of them are rated improvement required by the state. Scribner says his new leadership team will be able to make improvements in key areas, including kindergarten readiness, elementary reading, and middle school math.
As with all of the other departments, I would expect the chief academic officer to come back with a comprehensive reorganization of his or her division, consolidating first all literacy under one single director of literacy and language. That's been a challenge of ours.
Board President Jacinto Ramos says these changes are long overdue. One reason trustees picked Scribner for the job is that he told them the district was top-heavy.
By flattening the organization, it will allow more resources to come into the campuses. It will allow people to build relationships with the students, with the parents in the community, and give that extra support that's needed in an equitable manner.
Some employees whose positions will be cut will be retiring soon. Other positions are vacant and won't be filled. The district hasn't said how many employees could be laid off. Stella Chavez, KERA News.